Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Closing in on a rescue package.
This is not a juicy political opportunity. This is a national emergency.
President talks about ending restrictions.
We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
Improvising while social distancing.
You do what we have to do to make things happen.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in Washington with the CBS World News Roundup. There were more than 150 coronavirus deaths in this country, the largest one-day jump since the outbreak began. The reported death toll now closing in on 600. A just-released CBS News poll finds 57% believe the fight against the virus is going badly. But 53% say President Trump's doing a good job handling it. He was said to be on the phone late last night with lawmakers who now say they are closing in on a nearly $2 trillion stimulus package to help the economy. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
Senators promise relief is on the way in the form of a bill that's growing so fast, no one knows just how much it costs.
$1.2, $1.3 trillion roughly.
It's a $2 trillion piece of legislation.
Negotiations centered Monday night around a new $500 billion fund for loans to big industries. Democrats say there aren't enough rules to govern who gets what.
Arguing for transparency and accountability on the money that goes to any business, large or small, is not unreasonable.
Republicans want to pass the bill now. They say the delay is costing jobs.
Right now, Americans are losing hope.
The massive bill would provide up to 4 months of unemployment insurance at a worker's current salary. There's also $350 billion in loans for small businesses with incentives to retain their workers.
From the sound of it, President Trump may be pushing back against health experts as the economy slumps and more workers lose their jobs.
Just halfway through the 15-day period of social distancing advised by the nation's top medical experts, the president has grown restless.
Our country wasn't built to be shut down.
While he acknowledges the virus will take its toll.
Certainly this is going to be bad.
Mr. Trump says Americans have learned a lot about how to reduce its spread. He says while he'll hear out the experts, he says it's time to start planning for when America will be open again.
If it were up to the doctors, they may say, let's keep it shut down. Let's shut down the entire world.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
States are struggling to get much-needed safety equipment into the hands of those on the front lines caring for COVID-19 victims. Here's CBS's David Begnaud.
In Walnut Creek, California, nurses at a Kaiser hospital rallied over the shortage of personal protective equipment.
I've seen nurses go home in tears because they feel like they've been exposed or potentially exposed to something here.
The hospital insists it is providing equipment which is in line with current scientific and public health standards. The U.S. government admits it only has a fraction of the 300 million N95 mask stockpile that it needs for the medical workers to protect themselves. Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, is making their own surgical masks to wear over the FDA-approved N95 masks, which the nurses have been told they only get one and they have to reuse it.
In Europe, Spain reports 6,000 new cases. In Italy, the rise in cases has lessened some. CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest on what's happening in Britain.
The people of Britain, the latest to wake up in near total lockdown. The virus spreading fastest in London, where this doctor works.
I'm having conversations with patients and with families of patients who are going to die, asking whether they want to die in hospital where we're currently not able to have visitors, or whether they want to die at home.
British police are meant to enforce the lockdown order. This chief says that means tough choices.
As far as not only policing, but everything is concerned, it's not business as usual. So the normal things that police officers would normally go to, we need to decide what it is we can't go to anymore.
Yet London's underground trains were packed this morning, suggesting even tougher measures may be called for. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In China, officials have lifted a lockdown in most of hard-hit Hubei province. But in Wuhan, where the outbreak began, tough measures will be in place for another 2 weeks. A key member of the International Olympic Committee tells USA Today a decision's been reached to postpone the Summer Games. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tokyo.
Team USA sprinter Manteo Mitchell took home a silver medal in 2012. He says postponing the games would be bittersweet, but fellow athletes getting sick has him concerned.
Here I am, professional athlete. I could possibly get this and not even know, especially with my immune system being as strong as it is. So, you know, I'm taking all the proper precautions that, you know, the CDC is putting out.
First-time Olympian Kate Courtney is a mountain biker who qualified for the Tokyo Games. She said it'd be a huge disappointment not to compete.
I've been riding virtually with Olympians from different countries. I can train from my home gym and share videos on Instagram and see what other people are doing.
The United States is threatening to cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The threat is aimed at getting the two presidential rivals to stop their feuding and abide by the U.S. deal with the Taliban. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left Kabul yesterday without securing a power-sharing deal. Pompeo told reporters he wants the two sides to get their act together. He called their leadership failure a direct threat to U.S. national interests.
Two men arrested in Florida over the weekend face federal charges for a string of explosions to steal tens of thousands of dollars from several ATMs in the Tampa area late last year and in January. All over the globe, about 1.5 billion people have been told to stay home to help blunt the spread of the coronavirus. CBS's Pam Coulter has the story of one group celebration that took on a different look.
While we're all sheltering in place, families have to get creative in celebrating big milestones. Alfred Vicoli of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, turned 95 on Monday, but with 8 children, 14 grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren, his family realized they couldn't have the traditional birthday party.
You do what you have to do to make things happen, and this is what we're doing.
So instead, they held a parade. Dozens of family members and friends in cars decorated with banners and balloons drove down Vicoli Street singing Happy Birthday. Tears came to his eyes, and he said it's great to have family and friends.
For something like this, it's fabulous.
Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Some of the best minds are at work as the coronavirus takes its toll on planet Earth. CBS's Steve Futterman says one is playing the percentages.
A Nobel laureate and respected biophysicist here in California has some hopeful words. Michael Levitt believes the crisis could ease faster than some have predicted. The key number for him is the day-to-day percentage rate increase of new coronavirus cases. For example, if the number of cases on day one is 25, then on day two is 50, that's a 100% increase. If on day three there are 60 new cases, that would be only a 20% increase. That's the trend he is looking for. It would indicate the start of a gradual slowing. It's already happened in China and South Korea, and he's beginning to see that happen in Iran. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for March 24th, 2020. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.